Alrighty. Welcome back. Another week of the Human Podcast. You know what it is. I'm your host, Alex the Truck. We got my wife here, not the truck, and Courtney from across the land coming in remotely. Say hello. Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
This week, I kind of want to talk a little bit about Kanye West. I've been drinking moonshine and...
Pass me some.
I got some peach moonshine. Some Old Smoky. There you go. You have to take off the lid. Don't spill it. Have you heard of Kanye West's latest fucking thing? I mean, he's been being a racist on Twitter, and it's been hilarious to watch. Because
he's just so fucking stupid.
Well, have you heard of his latest song that got taken out of Spotify, taken off of Apple Music and everything?
I heard something about a song.
So he has a new song out called Heil Hitler. And it is him just crashing out, going insane. You know, they took my children away because, you know, and I have a bunch of money, so I want to see my children. And then it's literally 3 minutes of them saying N-word Heil Hitler. And the beat is on point. I'll give him that. The beat is pretty fucking good.
Well, yeah, it's Kanye West. He's an artist.
But he's fucking stupid as fuck.
Oh my gosh, he's so just fucking stupid.
Be fucking committed. He is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he started his craziness after his mom died. He was all about his mom, and then after, you know, Donda died, he just started going off the deep end.
Like creepy mama's boy?
Not really.
Okay. Maybe he was a creepy mommy's boy.
I mean, you never know.
He was probably, if this is how he fucking goes off the deep end, This is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was probably at creepy levels.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, you know, he is leaving nothing out. He is, you know, dropping names, numbers, and telling everything. And watching his interviews go off, where there was one of these famous you know, white dudes that interview people. Let's see. White dude that interviews Kanye West. Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan was interviewing him. And he's like, hey, you got, you know, 32 million, you know, followers on Twitter. That's great. He's like, hey, man, don't take inches off my dick. And, you know, he's like, you know how many I have? And his, research team, goes and looks and is like, he has 33 million. And then he's like, fuck y'all. And he, walks out of the whole interview. And I kind of just enjoy watching rich people go insane. If you watch any, the Nickelodeon kids, they all went insane. All of them.
Well, yeah.
Drake was a Nickelodeon kid.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
He's a rapper now.
Okay. That's hilarious.
He's actually a pretty famous rapper, and Kendrick Lamar and Drake have a beef or something. I don't know. I don't give a shit too much about him. But it is fun just watch, you know, people that have millions of dollars and the whole world at their fingertips just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to burn it all to the ground. He's always going to have millions of dollars. It's fine. But it's you could just, you know, give me all your money. It's like, Kanye West, if you hear this, just give me all your money. Just, you know, PayPal it all over to me. Just boop.
Oh, my God. Hopefully he's...
Hopefully he is, you know, smart enough to do that. Like I think that'd be the best, you know, decision he ever made. Just be like, yeah, yo, man, this guy is great. I'm going to send him, like, all my money. And, like, I just, like, get a notification on, you know, PayPal. It's like, Kanye West just sent you, like, $60 million through PayPal. I'm like, oh, shit. And then, like, I would, you know, start businesses and invest that shit. And be like, hey, Kanye West. He's like, it's yay now. It's yay. My name's yay. I'm like, all right, sorry, yay. Here's just $60 million plus another $10 million based on investments. It's like, all right. Now, if you do that, I'm going to spend all your fucking money. I'm going to, you know, pay off this house, pay off all my debt, and go buy a bunch of dumb shit. I guarantee it.
Guarantee.
But... I mean, like I've put myself in the shoes of people that win the lottery, like mentally, and I'm like, no way. Yeah, if I ever won the lottery, it would be gone. Like, I'd pay off the house, I'd pay off all my debts, I'd put enough into, you know.
Would you take? Are you taking the lump sum? Or are you taking the payments?
Lump sum. Like, why give the lottery, like, a bunch of money to do whatever with? Like, they have
well,
to...
supposedly you get it until you die. I wouldn't... I wonder how that works.
Well, okay, so here's what it is. Like, if you take a lump sum, you know, get it for, like, 30 years. Usually is how that will work. You get, like, a yearly or a monthly, usually just yearly... distribution of your funds for the next 30 years. But the lottery's in control of those funds until they have to just, you know, give them to you. But they can invest that money. They can do whatever the fuck they want with that money. So, you know, say you just have to, like, you have, you know, $100 million. And you're like, okay, I'm going to take, you know, $3 million this year and then $3 million, you know, every year for the next 30 years. Well, like $33 million if you want to get, like, you know, really specific on it. You know, you have, you know, $3.3 million. They have, like, $96 million to do whatever the hell they want with. And if they can make 10% on that... That's $9.6 million. Yeah. Now they have, you know, another $6 million after they pay you out your $3 million. And that just keeps on coming back and keeps on growing and growing. So just based on, you know, the interest alone, they can just keep you paid. It's a smart thing, but it's like, just take your lump sum.
Don't you have to pay, like, more taxes if you take it as a lump?
Yep.
So then, yeah.
But, you know, if I take it as a lump sum and then pretend I'm only getting that $3 million and it's like, hey, you get $60 million. It's like, okay, cool. You know, honestly,
I'd ask my grandmother because she has a trust already. I'd set up a trust that dispenses a certain amount of money and then I need to get an approval from someone else to get what I want if it's a big ticket item.
Just get a CPA, a certified public accountant, or, you know, an accountant, and, you know, for, you know, high dollar stuff like that, you know, I wouldn't ask your grandma or any family member at all. And then boom, just get it done. Now, I don't play the lottery, so I'm never going to win, you know, and that's fine. That's the way I like it to be. But honestly, you know, I like to think about it. Like, anytime the lottery hits like $1 billion, I'll pay $2 for a ticket. It's like, maybe I'll win. And then I don't. But, you know, like, for the day, I sit in fantasy land. What if I won? What if those numbers came up for me? People would be mad. The bank, I do. I've been spending $1 million a year on lottery, and I never win. And it's like, this asshole spent $2 and won. It's like, yeah, but it has to be a billion, and it's only happened like a couple times, so I don't really play the lottery all that much.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
well, I not me myself, but my dad does, and so I do once in a while. And then I play scratchers.
So I actually have a conspiracy on the lottery and the education system. Because anytime you buy a scratcher, you'll turn it over and like it'll say something stupid like we give money to the education system and schools and stuff. I have a conspiracy that they do that so schools do not teach statistics and odds. I mean,
this is brilliant.
Like I was never taught statistics or odds, and you're like, oh, cool. I have, you know, a 1 in fucking 10 million chance, so I have a chance. And if I buy two, I have double the chance. It's like, that's not how it works.
This is brilliant. I'm 100% on board with this.
And I mean, like, this is how I truly feel about this. And they're just, you know, feeding the schools just enough money. You know, it's not enough to really pay a teacher or anything or really do anything real with it. They're just like, you know, hey, here you go. And they don't pay the schools directly. They pay, like, the administration. They pay the school board. And like, hey, school board, make sure that this is never taught in your schools. That way idiots continue to walk in the door and pay for scratchers. Keep on paying for scratchers. Keep on, you know, buying lottery tickets.
Statistics teach you that if you pick from three different doors and you're trying to get 1 million behind one door, that
and they open one door
after one is revealed, and you pick the other one instead of the one that you chose in the first place, that supposedly there's a better chance that it's the $1 million, when really it's just fucking semantics. Like, there really isn't a better chance. It's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you were to, you know, sit down and, you know, really look at it, after they open the one door, you now have a 50-50 chance. That's really what it is, you know.
And it's really not a 50-50 chance anymore.
Well, you know, you have, you know, they open one door and there's a goat behind that door. And so now that's taken out of the equation. You can now switch to the other door, you know, or stay in your door. You have a 50-50 chance. That is, you know, the statistics that you have right now. So you went from a 33% chance, a 33.333 chance, to a 50% chance. And to, you know, change the door, yeah, you can. Or it could be, you know, a mind trick. You know, if you were to, you know, walk up to this game and before you even choose anything, they open that one door and show you that this has nothing in it. And they're like, you have two doors now, you know, choose one. You now have a 50-50 chance. So that's what that is. And then they're like, oh, no, you actually have like a 66% chance. Shut your ass up. You don't. You have a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Have either of you seen the movie Men Who Stare at Goats?
Yeah, of course.
Ugh. No.
For some reason, your conversation made me think of it.
Because I talked about the goat behind the door. That's
probably.
That's the original fucking thing. It's like, you know, you walk
in. Did you like the movie?
It was okay.
Okay, good. Because I didn't like it that much either.
I mean, if you didn't know anything about MK Ultra or anything like that, it would not make any sense to you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be like a serious conspiracy nut for it to like make even a little bit of sense to you and be like, oh, okay. And pretty much what happened is back in the day they gave a bunch of soldiers acid and tried to train their brains to, you know, do remote viewing and stuff, and, you know, brainwashing and, you know, having them tell secrets and making truth serums and dumb shit like that. It didn't work. It was a fucking whole ass wash. And they're just like, oh, well, that sucks. That didn't work. And they just sent them all fucking, you know, back into the regular service after giving a fuckload of acid and frying their brains. So, I mean, that in short was MKUltra. And then when, like, they came looking for what the fuck was going on, they started destroying it all. They're like, oh, we need to destroy all these records. So there's a lot of records that got destroyed. So, you know, even all of MKUltra was not revealed.
This kind of sounds like one of the plot lines from Firefly.
Eh, I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, I would love it if the government gave me some, like, primo acid and be like, hey, fucking do some remote viewing for us. I'm like, I'll try my best. You're paying me, right? And, like, we are. An acid. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. Just keep it going. I mean, in all reality, I would do whatever the fucking government tells me to do as long as the price they pay is right. You ever think about that? It's like, you know, what is, like, your price to do something truly depraved and truly fucked up?
I won't know until I'm in that situation.
Exactly. Someone fucking, you know, hands you a briefcase full of cash, has $1 million in it, your money problems are solved. Or if they're like, hey, your money problems are solved for the rest of your life. Here's a fucking black card. Buy whatever the fuck you want. We'll pay it. There's no limit on it. You know, yeah, you're going to do whatever the fuck you need to do. You know, to get that card. And it's like, oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, the lottery and the three goats, the three doors. Yeah, it's a 50-50. I'll never play. It's a whole ruse to get money. And like, I watch how fast it goes up, and it's like, how much of that money do they not represent in the actual winnings? Like, you know, how much money do they take in from all 50 states? Because I know there's a fuckload of people that pay like $1,000 a fucking month just in lottery tickets. And just boom, 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 boom. Like, how much money do they take in and then actually fucking pay out? And it's like, oh.
So it's a lottery gambling?
Yes, the lottery is legal gambling in all 50 states.
Oh.
You know, you pay money for, you know, a spin at that fucking slot machine. You get to scratch it. And for some reason, like, the whatever material they have on, like, a scratcher card.
Oh, my God. I hate that stuff.
Like, it's either chalk on, nails on a chalkboard, or it's, like, the most euphoric sound you've ever heard. No. The sound of hope. Uh-uh. And you're like, I think I'm going to, and you don't win. Like, that's the trick. You don't win. It's like the opposite of those always winning lottery tickets. It's like every single time. And like every once in a while, every great once in a while, I'll get a wild hair up my ass and go buy a $5 scratcher. You know, because it's fun. Now, I'll forget about it immediately because I'm fucking drunk and dumb at the moment. And like I'll wake up, you know, a week later and be like, oh yeah, the fucking lottery tickets. And I'm like, maybe they've marinated enough and, you know, absorbed enough luck that I've won. Scratch, lose. And it's like, no. And it's like, I look at the bottom of my backpack. I'm like, oh, there's another one. Like, maybe the hope is still there that I can. No, I lost again. Every time. Like, Courtney, what was the most you've ever won on a scratcher?
I think $100.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Do you, like, buy scratchers? Like, how much have you spent on scratchers compared to how much you won?
Quite honestly, sometimes it evens out. But I'd probably say maybe half to 75%.
The last time I bought a scratcher that won was from a dude that is now dead. And I feel bad because, you know, he was a really good dude. You know, we all called him Cowboy. I have no idea what his real name was. We all just called him Cowboy. Everyone called him Cowboy. His name tag said Cowboy. He always wore a cowboy hat, and he worked at a fucking gas station. And I went in one day, and I bought a $2 scratcher. And I scratch it, and it's like, you won $50. I'm like, dude, Cowboy, I just won $50. He's like, dude, that's awesome, you know. And then, like, a year later, he was dead.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. Like, Cowboy's dead. I'm like, oh, man. You want to get high? You want to go smoke some weed? And it's like, yeah. Fuck Cowboy. But let's go ahead and get in some fucking news stories. Let's see. Yeah, already 20 minutes in the podcast. Holy shit. Maybe I'll do like an entire episode where I just riff on shit. But California, good news and bad news. You're the latest fucking victim of a terrorism. Over in Palm Springs, which is like the richest part of California, kind of. Like, I hate Palm Springs. It's like, you see the, you know, the palm trees, and you're like, yeah, in and out, and like there's like only like six in and outs there. Actually, I wonder how many in and out. Like, see, this is how my brain works. How many in and outs are in Palm Springs? How many in and outs are in Palm Springs? No in and out locations directly in Palm Springs, California. Oh my God. What a missed opportunity. You fucking idiots. You didn't even have to plant fucking your palm trees. Dumb shit. All of you. Oh my God. In and out's a failure. Oh. I'm sorry. I had to just go off on that. And I'm glad I did. In and out. Good food, and I'm glad that I can see the entire kitchen and all the fucking high schoolers suffering to make my food at minimum wage. Thank God. Yep. You know, the suffering makes it taste better. The tears fucking salt it perfectly. Love it. But one dead and four injured after explosion outside reproductive center in downtown Palm Springs, which is just an IVF in virtue... What is it? Like IVF, like in vitro fertilization?
I don't know what it stands for either.
Well, no, I know the word, and I just can't say it right now.
Try saying it again.
In vitro fertilization. There we go. My brain was working hard right there.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm proud.
I love the fucking pictures of like the people in Palm Springs, like. Fucking, like, action hero fucking, you know, movie fucking pictures. Like, look at us walking down the street. Jesus. Heroic as fuck.
So, you know what? I looked up what it was. So, you actually... So, for... If you get the lump sum, you actually... So, you get more money up front, but you pay more in taxes.
Yeah.
So you get less money. So if you think you're going to survive for 30 years, then it might be good to do the annuity because then you get more money over time. So instead of only getting $331,000 or $31 million if you got a $1 billion jackpot.
So pretty much what it is it throws you into a higher tax bracket. And yes, you have to pay more taxes. If you split it over 30 years, it puts you into a lower tax bracket. But imagine paying, you know, 30%, 30%, 30%, 30%. Yes, it, you know, it's going to be like, you know, 30%, you know, all over time, but it's still going to fucking suck. Might as well fucking...
I wonder if you keep that money in bank account and you stop doing a job, do you think you'd qualify for, like, what was it? Stamps or any? Oh, maybe not stamps, but like for when I sign up for whatchamacallit, do they ask for anything that you have in
food stamps and stuff like that? And
not food stamps, but for health insurance.
Yeah, they know everything that you have. You have to, like when you go in for like, you know, Medicare and Medicaid and all that shit. they're going to ask for your social security number. They're going to check all your bank accounts. And they're going to be like, okay, what the fuck is this? You have $50 million in your bank account? Yeah, you don't qualify for this shit, dude.
I wonder.
Yeah, they're going to find out. And it's going to be, you know, like that. That's not the type of fraud you want to get mixed up with. It's going to suck. I have one friend that took a job after he was getting food stamps and did not report the fact that he had a new job. And he had to pay back all them food stamps. Wow. I'm like, you know, he comes to me. He's like, dude, you know, I got a fucking letter. I have to fucking pay back. They're going to start garnishing my wages to pay back food stamps for when I fucking started this job. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. I'm like, I told you should have fucking told the government.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's easier just to take it all at once. And then, you know, gain interest and compound interest on that lump sum. And then now you are in full control, you know, of, you know, yes, your less amount of money, like, you know, fucking, like, let me see what the highest tax bracket. What is the highest tax bracket in the U.S.? 37%. Oh, what is the tax bracket of lottery winnings?
Well, you'll also remember state taxes lottery winnings too.
Well, not if you don't have any income tax in your state that you're living in. And if you fucking run it through a LLC, like out of like Delaware or something, then, you know, they're not going to take any of your money. And, depending on our next governor, Colorado might not have any income tax. But yes, you know, federal tax, the 24% withholding. So yeah, you're going to be spending like, you know, 37%. You know, you're going to be losing 37% of your taxes. And then, you know, another, you know, big chunk. So yeah, you're gonna be losing about 50% of your taxes, or your winnings straight to taxes, and it is going to suck. But you know, after that, it's like, there, it's done. Mm. You know, I, you know, after like $5 million, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like, oh, cool, I get to walk home with like $10 million. It's like, well, now it's gonna be $5 million. Am I still good enough? And then, you know, put $4 million into a high interest account where you earn 7% of that back a year. Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. So, Ask Reddit, what was the incident in your high school? Someone responded that the principal found weed in the boys' bathroom.
And then the fucking kids all voted for it. It was the principal's son. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an old one.
Oh, come on. It sounded so funny.
Yeah, that's old as hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me do some quick math here. So say you have $4 million... and, you know, you get, you know, 7% of that back. That's $280,000 a year on 7%. So, and like, let's just say that compound interest does not work at all in this world. Times 30. That's $8.4 million over 30 years. That's you just leaving your, you know, $4 million and only taking out like the little bit you need, you know, just to survive. You know, $8.4 million over $4 million over, you know, 30 years. So, yeah. But, you know, compound interest is obviously going to probably shoot that up to like, you know, 10, 12 million. So, Or, you know, you could just, you know, take out your fucking, you know, your double that. And so say you have $10 million. Divided by 30. Not minus 30. Yeah, that's $333,000 a year, but you're making $280,000 on half that. So that's all I'm saying for taking out the lump sum. Yeah. You know, if you continue working for the next 30 years, you know, you're going to retire insanely wealthy. You know, as long as you know what you're doing, and if you have like a good high interest, you know, account that gets you like 10%, you know, that goes up even more. You know, like schools do not teach any kids about compounding interest or interest rates or anything like that, or how to, you know, get rich and stay rich.
Do they even teach them how to vote or what stuff even is when it comes to government?
No, they don't teach civics at all.
Mm-hmm. And that's also on purpose.
You know, it was this year that I actually learned how to, like, call and get in contact with my representatives. I didn't even know what district we lived in. I didn't know who our representatives were or anything like that. And now I do. And I'm like, fuck, do I have to, you know, go run for office? And I feel like I do. But then I learned out how much they make, and I'm like, fuck, I have to be a corrupt politician to make ends meet.
There you go.
And I'm like, I get it, you know, but stop being that guy. Like, take donations from people and be like, hey, you know, here's how much I make. Here's how much is in my bank account. And you know, be open and honest with people. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll fucking donate to you. Holy shit, you're one of us. Yeah, you know, that's what I want to see out of a politician. A politician that's fucking poor, not fucking Jared Polis worth $400 million because he sold a software company back in the day and came and just bought his fucking, you know, governorship of Colorado. And then he's going to be like, I'm going to fucking, you know, put another $30 million to get Michael Bennett, you know, elected as Colorado's next governor. So, I mean, that's my, you know, whatever. But yeah, back to the Palm Springs explosion. So yeah, it was just an IVF clinic that wasn't even open. And they are saying that they are not looking for anybody, but they are not saying who did it or who the suspect was. So in my theory, the guy that, you know, set off the bomb is the one that set the bomb and died.
Good.
But yeah, they kind of just like blew out the windows. Looks like the chairs are all good. It looks like, you know, there's going to be, you know, a bit of damage.
There's going to be smoke, water damage, and
it's actually not that bad. Like, the trees stayed up. Like, he, like, kind of damaged the shingles, you know, smoked up the building. But, yeah, I mean, that's about it. But they said in their fucking post, you know, our lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remain fully secure and undamaged. They are conducting a complete safety inspection and confirm that operations in sensitive medical areas were not impacted by the blast.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, like, now they're going to be like, we were a victim of terrorism. And it's like, yeah, four people kind of got hurt and one dude died. And pretty sure it was like a bad suicide bomber. And like, I like to think that this guy was an idiot and thought it was like Planned Parenthood, which technically is, but for like abortions and stuff. But it was like the complete opposite. And he's like, I'm going to go stop this. And it's like, he like dies and he's like at Heaven's Gate. And he's like, why did you do that? And he's like,
well, I was stopping. So IVF actually, they do perform abortions. So like sometimes they put multiple eggs and all of them get attached. So they do, they reduce the number of viable eggs in the uterus. So they do abortions.
Yeah, that way you're not giving birth to quintuplets.
Yeah.
Can you just, like, do that? Just, like, put, like, you know, 23, like, viable eggs inside, like, one woman and just, like, boom.
They don't do it a lot because it's actually, like...
Yeah, no, it would kill her, obviously. Gone.
Well, no, because, like, some people don't like the fact of... But that a lot... Sometimes it is successful and they do have multiple children. So, like...
Well, like, I've seen eggs get, like, implanted with, you know, like, semen. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I don't know what needle they use, but it's like a fucking, like, microscope. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool.
And they just, like, boop, one little semen in there, and, like, there you go. And then they just, like, toss it in her and, like, yeah, take that. There, you're pregnant. You know, gift of science.
Give me 1 minute, guys.
All right.
But yeah. You should still talk because hey. I need to go do something.
Go do something. I'm going to sit here and make fun of California for a bit. But yeah, California's going to be sitting here complaining nonstop. So I'm like, we had a terrorism.
I have a thought.
What?
Okay, so... I feel like dinosaurs in picture books are like grossly underfeathered. Like I feel like dinosaurs are probably almost like full feathers the way birds are now. And so what if the T-Rex's little tiny arms were actually like super pretty feathers that they use in their mating dance and they wave them like back and forth like geishas with fans and that was their mating dance?
Or what if they were lizards? And what if like a T-Rex like got its arms ripped off or just never had arms and just like, you know, some like littler lizard like died next to it and they're like, they just attached it and like, there you go. And like, this is how they looked. And like the dinosaur's like, you know, in a helm, like, what the fuck? I didn't look like that at all. Like, that's its punishment. It's like no heat. It's, like, in the coolest part of, like, hell because, like, I think they need heat or something. And they're like, dude! Like, the double keeps on showing them, like, look, this is what the humans think you look like. Like, I don't look like that! I have these giant chompers. I have two giant legs. I don't need arms. The fuck would I use the arms for? My arms don't touch my mouth. Like, how would I... What would I use those for?
They're for mating purposes to attract females.
I can't reach my penis with my arms. I can't even jerk myself off. These are useless arms. Cut them off. You know, like you know, T-Rexes do, like, circumcision by like, just, like, biting off the arms of, like, the little baby T-Rexes. Like, there you go. No-arm T-Rexes. Like, yeah.
Some people speculate that they're actually... like wings. They might have been wings.
That's hilarious. She missed like the entire beginning part of this.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Courtney.
Sorry.
I think their little arms were actually had like really like pretty feathers on them and they were like fan shaped and they would like wave their like little fan arms around like geishas like as like their mating dance for the female T-Rex.
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Let's see. I wonder if there's any animations of T-Rex bird.
Of course there is. There's animations of T-Rexes with giant penises. Let's see it. T-Rex with giant penis. Oh, let's see what today I learned. Yes, I'm over 18. Today I learned that paleontologists estimate the size of Tyrannosaurus rex penis to be around 12 feet long. You motherfuckers. If my arms are that short, I evolve a longer penis too.
I mean, technically, we never know how big they were unless they become a fossil.
I mean, if they died hard, then they'd have an extra little boner there. How did the T-Rex have sex? We need to talk about your ad blocker. Nah, I'm good. Fucking, they have no idea. No one has any idea.
No. Genitalia do not fossilize.
I have a feeling, like, the T-Rex just gave, you know, like, had eggs, like a lizard.
Well, of course it had eggs. Dinosaurs are birds.
Lizards are not birds.
Lizards are not birds, correct.
And then, like, the T-Rex just, like, you know, came on the... Like, what if his penis was just, like, somewhere, like in the middle of his chest? Like, what if, like, T-Rex just had, like, middle chest penises and just used his little arms to, like, just jerk off on the eggs and back there? They're all fertilized now.
I think my geisha fans are the best theory.
That's what we want it to be.
Yeah, just... Oh, yeah, the fucking penis T-Rexes.
Why did I open my eyes?
Oh, my God. I didn't even look it up.
I had purposely kept my eyes closed, and I felt safe. And now there's that in my head.
So there's this 3D print of a T-Rex that's just like a fucking penis. Has no arms. Just a penis head. God. Yeah, just like, you know, look up a T-Rex penis 3D print.
You know. My God.
Dickosaurus. Oh, yeah. The Dickosaurus. Yeah, this is great. BBC, The Sex Life of Dinosaurs. Like, I feel like, you know, mating with, like, another dinosaur that has sharp teeth, you know, it's, like, dangerous because, like, if you do something that, like, upsets her, like, in your dreams.
One of them does have arms. That one kind of looks creepy.
Yeah, they all look creepy.
Well, the ones with the rainbows, they kind of look cool. To me, at least. I'm weird.
Oh, I do like the glow-in-the-dark one. That's pretty fucking funny.
Or like this one that has like cum coming off of
it. Ew. That's gross.
Oh my gosh. A big one with all the little ones around it?
Yeah.
Ew. One of them is like kind of skeletal-ish.
Eh.
Ew.
The fuck
a dick turtle.
The fuck is this? Like an emu penis? Holy fuck.
I think it's an ostrich.
Oh my God. I thought they had cloacas.
Have you seen the one where they open like that, like an alien flower or whatever?
No, I've not seen an alien flower open.
I'm going to send it to you.
All right, send it over.
Yeah.
I feel bad for everyone that can't see the horrible shit that we're seeing.
No, they are blessed to not have to see that.
Like, if you want to follow along, just go on Google, like, look up, like, you know, Dickosaurus, you know, any of that stuff. You'll see what we're talking about. There's a fucking 3D print. Or if you've ever been at any fucking 3D printed, you know, anything.
Oh my God, they have one, you know, those long-necked... ones that were like one of the biggest dinosaurs. They have one of those on a freaking elephant with a dick trunk.
I really liked my life. It was nice. I didn't know these things existed before.
Oh yeah, no, like, trust me, it gets worse.
I do trust you on that.
Well, like, you know, look up, like, Rule 34 Dinosaur. You'll find what I mean.
Nope, I'm quite content.
Well, let's go on to the next news story and get off of dinosaur penises and how they fuck. Man accused of leaving child in hot car to die gets family vacation approved by court. A 37-year-old Christopher Scrotumlees is charged with second-degree murder and child abuse. So, yeah, fucking throw him in jail forever. An Arizona man is accused of leaving his young child in a hot car leading to her death and reportedly got approval by the court to take a family vacation to Hawaii. Well, it's not really a family because your kid's now dead. Yeah, in July 2024, first responders were called to the marina home for a report of an unresponsive child in a vehicle. They found a young girl in the car, blah, 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 dead. Yeah, fucking throw this guy in prison forever. Don't let him go to Hawaii. Or let him go to Hawaii and the plane crashes.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's really sad? Danny Trejo, his father did that on purpose. So he grew up with all girl cousins, and so he was playing with dolls with them, and his father saw, and he beat him up, and then that weekend, he shut him in a really hot car, and his uncle saved him, and his uncle was kind of let go because he was a fucking criminal. And, like, that's how Danny Trejo ended up getting into drugs and doing shit like that. And it's really stupid.
Dude, Danny Trejo is awesome now.
Yeah,
he is. Like, he does so much fucking good shit for, like, the community. And, like, takes care of his mom. And like, all kinds of shit. I'm like, dude, you know, you turned your life around. And I'm like, I appreciate that. That you are no longer, like, a loser fucking homeless guy. And now you're worth something in society. That's awesome. Now there's a bunch of fucking homeless people that are loser fucking homeless people, and I'm like, ugh, we need to get rid of them. Or have them beat up this fucking 37-year-old that killed his daughter. Like, I feel like if you, like, we should put out like a bounty program for homeless people to like stop crime. It's like, if you stop a crime, you get $1,000. And I guarantee you, fucking homeless people will just be posted up waiting for a crime to happen. And it's like, give me your purse, miss. And like a homeless guy comes and like pisses on him and like, ah, I'm going to eat your soul or something. And like stops the crime. And the police are like, fuck, we have to give him money now. God damn it. And then he like spends it all on crack and uses that crack to stop more crimes. And it's like going to create like the weirdest fucking superhero, like a drug addict that, you know, stops crime, doesn't do any of his own crime just to get more high.
I once saw a new cast and it listed all the ways to help you remember your kids who are in the car to avoid this happening, because it's more common than you think it is. And like one of the suggestions was leave your phone with your kid in the back. Because, you know, you're always going to look for your phone more than you're going to look for your fucking kid.
Yep. Well, I know.
Or have your kid sit in the front with you. Why have your kid sit in the back like you're driving Miss Daisy? Knock it off. Like, if you're...
Because it's actually... They have, like... It goes down by a lot if they sit in the back instead of the front.
Why? Because you might, like, you know, hit them in the head with your beer can and you throw it in your, you know, pass in your trash can?
Mm-mm. If you get in a car crash, the airbag goes off and it basically kills the baby.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially if it's rear-facing.
So does, you know, leaving your kid in a hot car. You know, just be a better driver. How about that? Learn how to drive. Stop sign means stop. Red light means stop. You know, and... Getting drunk at the bar means stop. Like, boom. Everything else means go. Yield, go. Yellow light, go. Get the fuck out of my way. I don't care about y'all. Now, stop being a piece of shit on the road. Learn how to drive. And it's always the people that don't know how to drive that get all offended by that. Everyone else is like, yeah, I don't care. But on to the next story, because that story was, like, way more depressing than I thought it was going to be.
What made you think it wasn't going to be depressing?
I thought the kid was going to survive or something like that.
Oh, my God.
You know. I mean, leaving child to die in hot car. You know, that doesn't say the child died. It just says leaving child to die in hot car.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know, someone obviously broke the kid out. Nope. Kid dies. I'm like, oh, yes. No. That
it literally says die.
Well, I didn't.
Child to die.
I fucking clicked on the title of it and I didn't like open it up and I'm like, oh, no.
You know, this is your fault.
I know it is my fault. It's like. You know, like when you were looking at Dickosauruses, like this is my Dickosaurus. I'm like, ah, I don't like that. But I mean, he is 37 years old. He is a millennial. What can you expect from him? They're idiots. But this one, I did know what I was clicking on. Man died of blunt force injuries at U.S. zoo after suspected kangaroo fight.
Oh my God, did some idiot climb into the pit?
No, even better. South Carolina officials
Oh my God, this is in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Oh. Officials investigating death of Eric Slate, 52 years old, and conditions of petting zoo owned by his brother.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it gets so good. Officials in South Carolina are investigating the death of a man who is believed to have been killed while fighting a kangaroo in an enclosure at a children's petting zoo. Eric Slate, 52, died of multiple blunt force injuries. Local officials say that Slate, brother of Five Star Farms owner Robert Slate, liked to enter the enclosure containing kangaroos, wallabies, and roughhouse with kangaroo named Jack.
What?
Mark Cossey, a Horry council member, told Newsweek that the animal was not euthanized and that inspectors would visit the farm this week to look at the enclosure and assess the conditions at the zoo. A tribute posted to Facebook on Monday by Robert Slate featured the series of photographs of a man identified as Eric engaging with the kangaroos. Of almost the same height. Your memory will live on, your voice will be heard, and Jack, your bank buddy, the kangaroo, will be fine. That's hilarious.
What?
So, like, the kangaroo is not going to be killed.
No, obviously.
Obviously not, because that kangaroo is a fucking killer, and I wouldn't want to go in there and be, hey, I'm going to have to kill you, and that kangaroo's like, I'm going to add another body to my belt.
Why is this individual going inside and roughhousing with a kangaroo?
Because you think you can take on a kangaroo. Like, in my head.
You think you can take on a kangaroo?
Oh, absolutely fucking not.
Okay, thank God.
You know, like, I've seen what kangaroos can do and how fucking deadly they are, especially with their fucking back feet. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know what they can fucking do. Fuck that. But, you know, in my head, in like the back of my head, in my dumbest areas, I'm like, I could probably fuck up that kangaroo. I could punch it in the face.
Oh my God.
Like that dude that punched the kangaroo in the face that was like holding his dog. Like the kangaroo like had like the dog in like a chokehold. And like he had fucking muscles like my fucking legs. I was like, like holy, like the kangaroo's arm muscles were like insane. I'm like, holy shit. Like, that kangaroo was jacked, and the dude comes up and punches it in the face. He's like, the audacity of this bitch. And the like, kangaroo puts his arms up, and, like, the dog runs the fuck away. And he's like, dude, you want to fucking go? You know, and he's like, yeah, let's fucking go. He's like, you glad I'm out in Australia right now? I'll pull out a gat and kill you. I have a pouch right here that I can store a fucking bunch of guns in.
Jesus.
If I was an American kangaroo, you'd be dead. I'd pull out a fucking Glock and bah, bah, bah.
It isn't entirely his fault that he died.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
This is why it's fucking hilarious. You know, and I feel bad for, you know, your brother, Robert. You know, that sucks, bud, that your brother fucking died. But, you know, don't let your idiot brother go in and play with kangaroos and wallabies and shit.
Yeah. Hopefully he's not letting the kids do it at the zoo.
Well, it's in an enclosure, so I think they just could, like, look at them. Obviously, now, it's like, But I feel like your brother went and like tried to like, you know, fuck with it too hard and like probably hit it and it's like, all right, fuck you now. Fuck you. I'm gonna show you what wildlife's all about. But yeah, death and, you know, investigation continues going on, you know, no risk to the community. A further statement from the farm owner stated that the kangaroo was not nor has ever been out of its secure enclosure, and that the family-owned facility has been dedicated to providing a safe and enriching environment for the animals and visitors alike. Well, not your brother, apparently. You know, fuck your brother having a safe and enriching environment. Jesus Christ. Fatal human-animal enclosures or encounters are rare at petting zoos in the U.S., but not entirely unheard of. In 2022, a camel was euthanized after escaping his enclosure at Shirley Farms in Tennessee and fatally trampling two men. God damn.
Yeah, you don't fuck with animals with hooves.
I don't fuck with camels or llamas at all.
Yeah, no, once they're taller than you, it is game over.
I don't care if a fucking llama is shorter than me. I ain't fucking with it. I will show it reverence. I'm like, yes, sir. I'm going to spit my face and stomp my balls off. And, you know, moose and elk? Absolutely not. Buffalo? No way. But, like, I'll see people be like, I'm going to go fucking touch the buffalo. You know, and it's like, you know, a YouTube video. Watch this man get killed by a buffalo. I'm going to go touch a buffalo.
Like, if they're going to go do that, quite honestly, I want them to die. I'm just like, you are so stupid. Please go take yourself out of the gene pool now. Like, I'd be mad if you didn't die.
All right. Next news story. Town's water supply turns pink, making it undrinkable for residents that are pussies. My wife would love pink water.
Yes, they would. Preferably sparkling.
But this is in Kimballton, Iowa. Hopefully I said that right. I don't think these people even have electricity. They obviously don't have clean water. A water tower malfunction is forcing people in western Iowa town of Kimballton, to use bottles. Like, can you shower with it? Like this is like the real questions. Like, you know.
So what's causing the pink is potassium permanganate, and it's a water treatment chemical. And if too much, I think, is ingested, then it
Can lead to, like, you know, pink insides. But yeah, so like their filters, you know, kind of fucking broke down. They're like, yeah, it's gonna be like a week or whatever before your water turns clear again. But yeah, I mean, like, I feel like you can like piss in it and like take a dump in it and take a shower with it and be fine. Or it turns the entire town pink. I think my wife would love that. Be like, yes, shower me with the pink water. And it's like, I am now a pink lady. Pink.
It's like in the episode of Pink Panther where he paints everything pink.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's an episode where he paints everything pink and there's a pink house with a flower out in front and the sky is pink and the sun is pink.
I mean,
so I guess they actually can drink it.
Okay, so yeah, these people are just fucking pussies and they don't want to fucking, you know, just drink some pink water. It's like a little bit.
I quite honestly, it would freak me out a little bit.
I mean, I think I'd just drink pink water. Like, if it was brown or yellow, I'd be like, yeah, that, or black, I'd be like, not drinking that water. But like any other color, like orange water, fine, whatever, I'll drink it. I put worse things in my body, like Orange Crush. Wait.
So the one that in Kimballton, they're testing the water to make sure it's safe to drink.
Yeah, and they're taking forever to do it. It's like, You know, like, give it to prisoners first. I'm like, hey, you have to drink this pink water or nothing. But yeah, no, it's just like, you know, their water tower, you know, got filled up with this pink water. I'm like, fuck. And, you know, they just have to, like, wait for it to, like, you know, drain out. And I'm sure that everyone's going to get, like, a free month of water or whatever like that.
What color is the Kool-Aid?
Depends on what Kool-Aid you make. But let's rapid fire the rest of these stories. The new United Health CEO suddenly steps down for personal reasons. Stephen Hemsley fucking returned to CEO after Andrew Witty's surprising decision to leave the insurance giant. And United Health stocks are fucking diving. You know, no one wants to fucking be the CEO of this company where the fucking last CEO fucking got murdered.
Okay, so it actually... sorry, guys.
What?
So it actually can be toxic. So it... but if you ingest too much, it can result in damage to the upper gastrointestinal tract and, like, cause burns and shit like that.
Yeah, so can ibuprofen. You're fine, guys. Just drink it sparingly. You know, like... or don't live in a shithole town. Like, that's also, like, a reasonable thing. So, Poundland, which is, like, the Dollar General of fucking, you know, British, is going to be sold for £1 after a wave of store closures. Hilarious. Power outage hits Energy Chief's press conference. Which is fucking great as a brownout.
That's fantastic.
Pretty sure, yeah, this is in the Philippines. So it wasn't like American or nothing like that. Chess is banned in Afghanistan due to religious reasons. Probably because it has like a queen and it's like the most powerful piece. That's fine. You know, you can just make new pieces. Mexico demands compensation from Mr. Beast after pyramid chocolate video. I have no idea what the pyramid chocolate video is, and I'm not going to watch it because I don't care. But Mexico is seeking compensation after it accused Mr. Beast of using images from the country's ancient archaeological sites to advertise a chocolate brand. A man shows up to a job interview to find out he's been interviewed by AI. And if humans die out, octopus may build a new civilization.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
I think there's an anime about that, but it was squid instead of octopuses.
Yeah, there's like a little, there's like a anime where like there's like a little squid person. I forget what that one was.
Oh, if you're thinking of the one with the princess, I'm thinking of a different one.
No, like, there's, like, a chick in a room, and, like, there's, like, a little squid that's, like running around her desk, and she, like, puts it in a glass, and she's like, what the fuck is this? And it's, like, a little rambunctious little squid thing.
Yeah, that one's really cute.
But, yeah, we'll go ahead and end right there. You know, we'll go ahead and skip off the, I had an advice. Our standards for men getting unrealistic, you know. And it was this dude that went on a date, and he's like, women are, you know, fucking wanting too much. And all the comments were like, dude, yeah. Women are crazy. Let them get older. They'll drop their standards, and you can get some pussy. And another one with a wife that's been in isolation since the start of COVID, and he wants to, like, get the fuck out, but his wife is like, we're gonna die if we leave, you know, isolation.
Oh my god, therapy. This lady needs to, like, get some help.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't, you know, sit here and, like, bash people that, you know, want to be overly cautious. If you want to still wear a mask, that's fine. you're allowed to still wear a mask. If you are worried about getting sick, or if you have someone at home that is, you know, immunocompromised, you know, yeah, stay safe and do what you need to do to, you know, keep you and your family safe and healthy. I don't really care about that though. And yeah, you're gonna get ridiculed out there, but you know, you can, you know, if you calmly explain to someone, be like, oh, my son has cancer at home or something like that, then they'll just leave you the fuck alone. Be like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. I'm sorry about that.
You shouldn't have to explain anything in the first place. Why do you need to be bothered?
I mean, you know, you might come across someone that, you know, might just say something rude to you just because.
Like, oh my God, like that fucking lady at the store.
Yeah, she was making, yeah, she was trying to make a funny joke.
No, it was insulting.
It's fine.
No, I was embarrassed.
And oh then you God, forgot
what
about
was
it
the
all
joke
day.
About?
Okay, so my wife wears a boot, and she was wearing like a beautiful like sandal and like her boot. And the lady comes up and is
like
oh.
a walking boot, I'm injured.
And she's like, oh, it looks like your shoes don't match. You know? And I'm like, yeah, she needs to get two boots now.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious. It was a cute little moment.
No, it
was
not.
That was actually funny.
It was humiliating.
I'm sorry.
I work so hard to be pretty when I leave the house, and everyone still looks at the stupid boot first.
Alex, make the boot pretty.
Put some flowers on the boot. You put some stickers on the gun.
I know, but I wear the boot at work, too, and I don't want stuff getting on it that can't be easily decontaminated.
Why can't you put stickers on your boot? Put some kitty stickers on your boot. It's fine. Yeah, my wife's just upsetty spaghetti because some lady thought she was being, you know, daring, and she's like, she's not being daring.
I'm allowed to feel how I feel.
It's fine. But that's been it for this week. We'll be back next week with some more stuff to fill up your ears and fill up an hour of your time, you know. And until then, enjoy your freedom for another week. Bye.